changing your perspective. The interesting thing about perspective is that everyone has one. Earlier in this course, we learned how important having an open mind is in critical thinking. One aspect of open-mindedness is that it makes us receptive to other viewpoints. In this module, we will examine further the concept of changing our perspective, limitations of your point of view. As mentioned at the beginning of this course, one component of critical thinking is open-mindedness. This component, as well as bias, relate to the critical thinker's point of view. The less open-minded and more biased a person is, the more limited their point of view. The challenge in critical thinking is avoid limitations of your point of view and not be constrained by cognitive or mental blinders, considering others' viewpoint. One reason we find it so difficult to consider another's viewpoint is that we are over-concerned with our own opinions and views. A challenge for the critical thinker is to step down from the mountain of self and climb up the mountain of the other. Considering others' viewpoint is easier when we understand the benefits. For instance, it helps us be more empathetic. It helps us to see the bigger picture. And it also promotes objectivity, influences on bias. In this course, we have discussed bias and how it influences our conclusions in the logic process. What are some influences on bias? The first thing that can influence bias is the way the person interprets information he or she is receiving. The other influence on bias is the way the presenter or speaker frames questions and information. For instance, researchers have found that hypothetical questions influence behavior and promote bias. The key to not being influenced by hypothetical information is to remember that it is just that and not factual information. When new information arrives, when the critical thinker receives new information, how should they organize it? Probably the most common way of handling new information is through an organization's schema. Schemas indicate which role new information plays. It compartmentalizes information into familiar format, which makes it easier for the critical thinker use. Case study. Ronnie owns a spa and salon. Generally, her customers leave satisfied, and she has developed a loyal client base. However, recently she had an incident where a customer came into the spa to receive a facial and a microdermabrasion. Prior to the service, the front desk staff explained the procedures and the risks, which included skin irritation. After the service, the client's face was red, as it normally should be. The client did not indicate any problem as she was checking out. 2 days later, the client calls the spa to speak to Ronnie. The client is upset because her face is still red, and she has an important engagement to attend where she is a speaker. What should Ronnie do? What is a problem with a limited viewpoint? It involves objectivity. It easily accepts new information. It involves bias. It is curious.